Unconquerable vigor. I have been working on your case each day, confident all the time that you are laying firmer hold on the exhaustless energy always at hand. You are saying to the difficulties in your way, "Out with you! Animating me is the unconquerable vigor of the Eternal. He has appointed me to do His will. He has endued me with a capacity and endurance to establish the work of His hands. The untiring forces of His universe are with me." You have, in the case of the patient you mention, what you have been looking for, an opportunity to do something worthwhile, and you will measure up to the occasion. Of course, he is scared. It is your business to wipe out the fear. This accomplished, bodily functions will go on as they should. You and I do not make the mistake of accusing the patient of temperamental aberrations and using them as an alibi for our lack of success. Rather do we extinguish them if we detect their presence. This is what patients hire us to do. But the fact is that when you look at your patient, you look at a man, an immortal. If you think you see a mortal, you will naturally try to correct your vision and see the man. This is metaphysical treatment. Make no mistake about it, there is a man there. And if you even glimpse him, you will have effected a cure. Certainly you can glimpse him. Pathologically, it is safe to say some of his functions have slackened, circulation in particular. But life, and life is all there is to him, does not lag. It is perpetually and irrepressibly in operation, for life is the Almighty. The patient is experiencing right now and always, at every point of his being, the laborless movement of resistless energy. He is well, and he knows it, for reasons with which you are familiar. You are still here, and hunky-dory, notwithstanding all the misfortunes of youth and of adult years. Your integrity has never been invaded. In plain language, you are as good as ever, because the great architect used such enduring substances and so fitly joined them together when he built you the veritable temple of God. Hence today you can go forth with as much courage and strength as the most favored individual in the community, if you will cultivate the habit of identifying yourself every hour with omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. Now study out what this means and recognize how easy it is to follow the system. It is just as easy as it is for you to identify yourself with misfortune and weakness and other impositions. Put the latter out sternly and welcome the presence of the others expectantly. So doing, you will feel something of the power of endless life, its freedoms and satisfactions and even joys. Insist upon the fact that life is in indisputable movement right where the inaction or weakness tries to clamor. Stick to this truth, maybe not all day, but for a few minutes several times a day. You will find that something happens, because in so doing you have joined forces with the Eternal. You want class? Well, you have a pretty good piece of it right in this letter, and some other pieces in previous letters. Pick them up and put them to work, and you will be a new creature. How can life know anything about sluggishness when life is the Almighty? It cannot. Neither can you, because life is all there is to you. Life in its very nature is animation. It is constantly active at every point, and that action and movement are undisputed and unfrustrated, for the Almighty, and life is His name, has no competitors or opponents. As you declare these truths understandingly and expectantly, you will be translated into that consciousness which is aware of buoyancy and freedom.